The next patient is Raymond Silva. The last name is S-I-L-V-A. This is the clinical case of a 74-year-old white male that is with CKD stage 3B. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and that is most likely the reason for the nephrosclerosis that he has. The latest laboratory workup shows that the creatinine remains the same, 1.9, with a BUN of 30, with an estimated GFR of 36 mLs per minute. Interestingly, the patient changed the macroalbumin creatinine ratio from 615 to 134. Period, the patient is taking 12.5 milligrams of Jardiance. At the present time, he is asked to take the full tablet in order to continue to improve. Number two, diabetes mellitus has been out of control. Hemoglobin A1C is 8.5. The patient was instructed about the diet. He doesn't like vegetables, and we explained to him that in order to improve the general condition, he has to make an emphasis on fruit, vegetables, grains, and limited amount of protein, basically fish and some eggs. With the increase of the Jardiance to 25, the sugar is going to be better, and if he decides to change his eating habits, the prognosis is better. Following number hyperlipidemia, the patient has elevation of the triglycerides still, otherwise it's unremarkable. Following number hyperglycemia, the patient is taking allopurinol 100 milligrams on a daily basis. Following number arterial hypertension under control, the blood pressure reading today 134 over 69. The patient has a history of rheumatoid arthritis that is followed by Dr. Torres. The patient is currently taking CIMZIA, C-I-M-Z like in Zulu, I-A. Following number, the patient has a history of hepatitis C that has been treated. Following number is slight secondary hyperparathyroidism on vitamin D supplementation. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. A paragraph, we spent 10 minutes in evaluating the lab, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.